This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are here. Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgwick Today, smack dab in the middle of May. And we have a big show for you this week. My first guest is an actress who I've known since she was a teenager. Kelly Martin will be joining us. Then Anna Siga Nicolazzi will be here. She's from the ID Channel, a prosecutor on a show called True Conviction. Later on, from the world of dance, Derek Huff will be joining us and actress Lori Metcalf. Next hour, S.J. Mendelsohn from a show called Bubbies Know Best, from the hot country group Low Cash. Chris Lucas will be joining us. Actress Kimberly Paisley will be here. And then we're going to talk about the safety of swimming this summer with Lindsay Mondick. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgwick Today. We are going to pause briefly. When we come back, my first guest this week is Kelly Martin.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgwick Today. When I found out our next guest was going to be on the show today, I was very, very excited. She's going to be talking about the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presentation, a franchise that is highly successful called the Haley Dean Mystery. Joining us right now is our friend, Kelly Martin. Hi, Kelly. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Nice to talk to you again. I think the first time I talked to you, I was working on Matinee, right?
That's what I was going to talk about. What a great memory. You were in our studio. In fact, I have that picture in our studio. I don't know, you were 12 years old, wasn't it? How old were you?
I think I was about 16.
Oh, 16, okay.
And, yeah, I was in Orlando shooting Matinee and with John Goodman.
Right.
And that was the first time I met you.
That's exactly right. You came to the studio with your mom, I think it was.
I did, yes. My mom was always in tow. She stayed on set with me until I was probably about 18.
My two sons were extras in that movie, and a fun movie to watch, and still is. It still wears well today.
It really does. It's kind of a bit of a classic. I hear on Twitter all the time people who are, like, today discovering Matinee, and it really, really holds up. People absolutely love that movie.
I need to send you this picture of you and I. It's in our studio. I treasure it, really, because so many times, you know, you talk to somebody that is young, and then they kind of fade off and do other things, but you stuck to it, boy, and it has been successful.
Yeah, you know, I really have stuck to it. It's been a really amazing journey for me. And what's nice about acting is it's always been there for me, and I'm able to kind of live my life and then go back to it and then live my life and then go back to it. And that's unusual. And I'm very grateful for that.
You lived here though for a while, didn't you, while you were filming that?
I was in Orlando that summer, whatever year that was.
Yeah.
So I lived down there for just a couple months. But pretty much I've always lived in Los Angeles. Wish you Haley Dean in Vancouver, though, uh-huh. which is, you know, it's a little bit of an escape for me. I have two kids now, so I have an amazing husband who watches them while I'm gone. And when I go up there, I can just really focus on work and take care of myself because the hours are so insane. But basically, I've just always been in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad that you have a husband that is so understanding in this business. Sometimes that's hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the mystery series, the Haley Dean mystery. Now, this has a three-part, kind of a trio-type thing that's going to be presented this coming Sunday. That's going to be the mystery 2x2 murder. Then it comes on again, The Marriage Made for Murder. And then it will have an episode on A Will to Kill on at 7 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on Hallmark Movies. The Hallmark Channel, Kelly, does a terrific job. I mean, these people, for television, these could be motion pictures. They do such a great job.
Yeah, they really do, and I think, you know, their romantic comedies that air on the Hallmark Channel are so beloved by everyone, and then the Mystery Channel has something totally different for people, and what it does is it has contemporary mysteries, but they are reminiscent of things like Murder, She Wrote.
Yes.
So it's those kind of, you know, they call them cozy mysteries, but they're not just cozy mysteries. They really do have this timeless quality to them, and I think that's what I love so much about Haley Dean, is it really could be Jessica Fletcher, or it could be Columbo in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Hallmark knows their audience, and they're very loyal to their audience, so their audience is very loyal to them. So I know people are going to be very excited about these movies. And I did a series for them called Mystery Woman, which we did 10 episodes of that, and people love. And Haley Dean is very reminiscent of Mystery Woman. So if you liked Mystery Woman and you like me in Mystery Woman, you will like me in Haley Dean.
I'd like you in anything, Kelly, I'll be honest with you. Everything you do, I like you. But the quality of their production is, like I said before, sensational. A lot of times when something is made for television or cable, it doesn't have the motion picture quality. But, boy, when it comes to Hallmark, they do it like it's going to be, you know, a worldwide release in motion pictures,
yeah,
and up for an Academy Award.
Yeah, they do a great job. I'm really lucky that I get to work with them. I've actually been working with them since 2004. And
wow.
I think that was when I did my first movie with them. And I feel like it's only gotten better.
Now, you're reunited with another actor, Chad Lowe, who was on Life Goes On with you. So that's got to be kind of common territory working together. That's cool.
Oh, so fun. Yeah, they wanted to have kind of this friend from my past come back into Haley's life. And Chad will be in all three of these episodes, and they wanted it to kind of be special, and I actually suggested Chad because I haven't worked with him since Life Goes On, and we've been wanting to work together again, so he was available and totally into it, so I got to work with him again, which was, you know, so surprisingly familiar. I mean, the last time I worked with him, I was 16 or 17 years old, and it was just, you know, like looking into these eyes of someone who I've known for so many years.
Sure.
It just makes my job so much easier.
And it's a comfort zone for you too, and I'm sure for him also.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a lot of fun, and I think people who like Life Goes On are going to be very excited to see us together again.
Now, this, of course, for those who may not know, is a series that was created by Nancy Grace, New York Times bestselling mm-hmm. author. She's quite a talented lady. We've had her on the show in the past. She's really hooked onto something with this, and I know that in the episodes that are going to be coming up, that there's going to be some shocking truth behind the murder of your fiancé, right?
Yes, and you know, actually with Nancy Grace, the Haley Dean book series is semi-autobiographical, so she actually lost her fiancé.
Really?
When she was in college. She was engaged to someone, and he was killed, and that made her change her life track, and she became a prosecutor as a result of her fiancé's death, and that's what Haley Dean did. So this is very personal for Nancy, and I'm so happy that we're able to collaborate together on this show, and definitely want to make sure we do her story justice.
Wow.
We obviously branch off from that kind of original autobiographical nugget, but it still is quite personal.
I never knew that. She's a strong lady. Probably very therapeutic for her to write these series then.
I would think. She also wanted me to be in the show. She was a Mystery Woman fan. So when she brought the show to Hallmark, she said to them in the meeting, before they attached me to it, that she really loved Mystery Woman, and she wanted me to be on the show. So but what's so funny is I don't even know if she knew my name at the time. She kept calling me the Mystery Woman, and subsequent meetings after that, when I met her, she called me the Mystery Woman. So it made me so happy that that character really was important to Nancy. She said it got her through her pregnancy. She watched Mystery Woman over and over. She is lovely, and it is so interesting to see why she's so passionate about victims' rights. It comes from a deeply personal place.
How long does it take you to do one of these episodes? Because it is like a movie.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. We shoot them in 15 days, so
wow.
It's quite quick.
Wow.
We shoot insane days. I mean, a normal show, like a normal drama, probably shoots around 6 pages a day at the most.
Right.
4 to 6 pages is a normal day for a television show. And we shoot up to 9 pages a day, so it's quite quick. And like I said, we shoot them up in Vancouver. So I go, and it is an intense couple of weeks for me.
I guess so.
I come back exhausted. But it's so much fun. You know, it's such a fun job. I get to go, play pretend all day and work with interesting people. And so it doesn't feel like so much work, but it's a bit grueling sometimes.
Well, I have to be honest with you, and please take this as a compliment. I'm so proud of what you've done. I really am, because, I was there in the beginning with you, and I just am so proud to see all the things that you've accomplished in this career. It's terrific, Kelly. It really
is. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I really love what I do, and I also love that I have 2 little girls who can look at their mom and see, like, I've been working since I was 7, and I've gotten to just do what I love for my whole life. And so I hope it shows them that they should choose something that they really love and know that, they can call it kind of follow through with it. I still feel like I'm waiting to, do what I'm supposed to do when I grow up. I don't feel like I've grown up because I've always been an actor, so I still feel like I'm a little girl who's an actor. But it's pretty fun, so thank you for saying that.
Well, it's true that you are a great actress, and don't ever grow up from that side of it. The Haley Dean Mystery, 2+2 Murder, are going to be premiering this Sunday on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, and then The Marriage Made for Murder next Sunday, and then I'll Want to Kill. Kelly, I don't have to tell you this. You are always welcome here. Thank you so much, and great luck, and it's always great visiting with you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, you too, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She is one terrific girl. Lady now. And I still remember the day that she walked into our studios at Universal and only 15, 16 years old. Boy, she's come a long way. It's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're nationwide and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is a fascinating lady. She really is. She has been a Brooklyn homicide prosecutor for, I think, over 21 years. She has done a lot of things when it comes to the courtroom. And she is part of, in fact, she's in charge of, in fact, she is the host of a great show that is on the channel that I love, Investigation Discovery. It's called True Conviction. Its premiere was this past April. And joining us right now is Anna Siga Nicolazzi. Hi, Anna Siga, how are you?
I'm well, Ron. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I got that name right, didn't I?
You did, and that's not an easy one.
That's not an easy one. I get many times, Ron, Segi, Segi, and it's Segi, and I think to myself, it's so simple. But, you know, if you're not of that descent, sometimes it just doesn't work out the way you want it to work out.
That's just too many letters for people to figure out which way they go.
There you go. Well, I congratulate you on yet another season of True Conviction on Investigative Discovery. This is a fascinating show that takes people not only on the quest of arresting somebody, but what happens in the courtroom. Tell us a little bit about it, because so many times, you know, an arrest is made and then it's not reach a conviction. So what's the process? Where do you start? Because some of these cases that you're addressing are not new.
No, they're old. But what we're trying to do is show them in a different way than they've been shown before, which is we take my area of expertise, which is a prosecutor. They're through the prosecutor's lens. People are more familiar with seeing from law enforcement's perspective what they do to get enough evidence to make an arrest. But in prosecutors, we're involved in a lot of these cases from the very beginning, from the time a homicide occurs. And so we are working together with law enforcement, helping to guide them and advise them. Because past the arrest, we have to get this case into the courtroom and hopefully get a shot at getting justice. And if we're fortunate enough to get that with a conviction, how are these cases going to stand the test of time? So we are out there in the cities, in the towns. We're not far from you in one of them. The end of the season will be in Lake Alfred, Florida.
Right.
And showing people how the places that these cases occurred affected both the way that they had to be prosecuted, the place affected the people. As you know, everywhere is different, and people have different thoughts and views, and those all come into play. And so we're hopefully showing people that in a compelling way by being out there where each of these cases actually occurred.
Is there any truth to the premise that the longer the case goes on, the colder it gets? Because I have seen here in Florida, in fact, where there has been a lot of cases recently solved that were 30, 40 years old.
There is absolutely truth that, you know, when they talk about the shows, for example, the first 48, because those hours are critical. They're crucial. However, the beauty of, if there can be such a thing in these horrors, is that homicide cases are never closed until there's a final result. And we're seeing a lot of these older cases solved now because of the advances in technology, where they collected evidence and luckily preserved it for sometimes 10, 20, 30 years and more, that if we're fortunate enough to still have it preserved in a way that's usable, that these families are getting answers. So I always tell families, because your case wasn't solved, and we're still, please don't think that it's forgotten. And what a day those are that I've been able to sit down with families sometimes decades later and say, you know what, I have an answer for you, and we're going to court and hopefully get you some closure, at least that the justice system can bring.
Now, you have 10 episodes, and some of them, of course, are already in play. One that's coming up that I find kind of interesting, okay, this took place in New England. This is Murder in New England, and it was a situation where a woman went out for a walk. She never returned. Her husband went looking for her. They had been married 50 years. She was brutally bludgeoned and stabbed to death, and it would take a civil suit and another murder to actually find the person who did this. What kind of civil suit took place in a search for a murder?
There was a lot of issues within a family, different people being looked at within an extended portion of a family. There were arrests made. There were mistakes made. One thing that we're very clear about on this show is that, you know, we're talking about human frailties, and the beauty of them is that hopefully if you see the mistake, you move forward. And there was exactly that. There were civil suits on the behalf of people that had been accused and going forward. But ultimately, this family came to resolve that evidence was very clear in the end of who committed this crime.
What about, you mentioned the one down here in Florida, in Lake Elford, not too far from where we originate this national show. This is a 30-year-old crime, is it not?
It is, and I'm going to tell you what stands out to me about it. You know, you have the obvious woman, Karen Ann Watson. She's a 41-year-old wife and mother of three who was stabbed to death in her home, and it took almost 30 years for them to track down the killer who took her from her family. But when I was down there speaking with her son, Chuck, we were driving in a car the same route that his father took when he came home and unfortunately found his wife that day. And here we are, I mean, decades later, and Chuck looks at me. He's like, you know what just hit me, Anasiga? I think that the person that killed my mother was driving the opposite direction, getting away from having just killed my mom, and my dad passed him on the road.
Oh.
And the look on his face as that hit him and seeing that was just a reminder of the forever impact that these cases have, and it's just something that, you know, it can give me chills even now thinking about it.
Yeah, when you said that, it gave me chills too. Is it difficult at night to put it to rest? I've asked this to Lieutenant Joe Kenda, who has a show on one of the cable channels, too. And there's a member of our family that's kind of in this business. Is it tough to go to bed at night when you've seen the evidence, when you even know who the murderer is and you haven't been able to bring him to conviction or her to conviction? Is that a tough thing to deal with in the lonely hours of your own?
It is, but it's something that you have to make yourself do because you want to be in the best shape to get up the next day and keep going towards your goal, which is getting these families' answers and holding the people responsible that committed these crimes. I say it all the time, we're all built for something, and I can rest my eyes and I can think about all the good that we have in this world and that people, the kindnesses that people show to one another, and that can help me take a breather to then be ready to refresh and go back in. The time that that doesn't happen is when I'm in the midst of trial, because I need to keep my brain going, including in the middle of the night, to make sure that I don't sit down at the end of that trial and forget something. And so your mind is always going, and that's the time I want it to keep going.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's a fascinating show, and it's really unbelievable to watch you go through what it takes to bring these people to justice. And I'm sure, as I mentioned earlier, that there are some that stand out in your mind, especially when there's children involved, I would assume.
Always. I mean, you know, every one of them is such a tragedy, but when you take the innocent and you take these people that should have had these kids, that have had their whole lives ahead of you, it's just a different level to me. And those are the ones that, quite honestly, have always been the toughest for me.
Absolutely. Well, the show is called True Conviction. As I mentioned earlier, it's great. It's on Investigative Discovery. And check it out, because it's sensational television. It really is. It's Tuesdays, right, at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central Time?
Every Tuesday, 10 p.m., and people can catch up on this season and also go back to last on ID Go and see them all.
Great. Anasiga Nicolazzi has been our guest. Of course, one terrific homicide prosecutor. Thank you so much for joining us. Would you come back again? You're a terrific guest.
I would love to. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Well, I tell you, it's fascinating what she does. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of times people don't realize how much goes into this, but she really makes it work. Anasiga Nicolazzi has been our guest. The name of the show is True Conviction, and it is on, of course, Investigation Discovery. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri's governor says he will sign a bill passed by lawmakers which outlaws abortion after 8 weeks. There's no exception for rape or incest. Governor Mike Parson says he supports it and will sign it.
This is a piece of legislation that those legislators voted on. I believe in the pro-life side of the issue, and I'm going to sign the bill.
Heavy rains, strong winds, large hail, and flash flooding are forecast across the plains and the Mississippi Valley. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says a twister outbreak is also possible.
The tornado watch still in effect for portions of Texas as well as Oklahoma as a lot of those strong storms continue to push off to the east. Now, we will start to see those storms also begin to advance into states like Arkansas, Louisiana, portions of Missouri as well once we get into the afternoon and really into the evening hours.
This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nathan says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth, and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest really and truly is one hot commodity in this business right now. Two-time Emmy Award winner, eight-time nominee for Best Choreography. He's appeared in film, television, stage. We're going to talk about all of that, including the world of dance, of which he is a judge, and rightfully so. Joining us right now is Derek Huff. Hi, Derek. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on World of Dance Tuesdays at 10 o'clock on NBC. Great show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you know, it is a great show, and I love it. I love being a part of it. It's fantastic.
You know, it's probably a lot harder being a judge than it is to be a performer. Now, I know you have won an enormous amount of mirrorball trophies for, of course, Dancing with the Stars, but I think being a judge is really difficult. I would rather MC something than to be a judge, don't you think?
Well, I think the most difficult part about being a judge is that it's not always the most popular position to be in,
right?
Because, you know, not everybody's going to agree with your opinion. But saying that, I would have to say that it's much easier, though, than being a performer. Because I think that, you know, when you're performing, you're putting yourself out there. You're putting yourself on the line. You're putting your heart and your soul out there. And being a judge, you know, it's a lot less physical, that's for sure. But, you know, it's more about your opinion. I think that, you know, everybody has their own opinions. So it's not always met with, joy.
Well, if you think about it, you're a pivot point, okay? You're going to tell somebody you're really good or you're not. You know, now that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to go on to great stardom. I mean, I am of the personal opinion that if you, like, for example, Ed McMahon was my partner, so he had Star Search and Next Big Star. The fact that you got on those shows in itself was an accomplishment. You didn't have to win. But, you know, if you win, like you would, say, in World of Dance, you got a little bit of a better shot at it. So you kind of have to walk a very fine line. You got to walk a fence, if you will.
Well, absolutely. And I think that with World of Dance, which is incredible, is that there is a $1 million prize.
Yes.
And that's a big, for a dancer, that is extraordinary. I can honestly say that there hasn't been an opportunity ever for a dancer to win $1 million. It's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary for a radio host too, Derek. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I know. Right? Yeah. I joke saying I'm going to compete on the next season. but you know, it's one of those things where this show, you know, celebrates dance and brings the level of dance to a new level. Because we're seeing everything from, you know, every style you could possibly think about from people from all over the world. And I just love that it's been received so well, and it just goes to show that, you know, America loves dance. And
yeah,
it, for me, that warms my heart, because you know, it's something that I'm very passionate about, something that I love, and you know, anything that I can do to be a part of pushing the dance agenda forward, I'm happy to do it.
Well, you know, Derek, this started back in 2008 as a single event, and then it's become astronomical. I mean, it's colossal. But what is the rules and regulations? I know that you have different divisions, three, in fact, different divisions. So how does the whole thing come together as far as a person qualifying with another person? How many contestants? What's the mechanics of it, Derek?
Well, as of now, this, like you said, there's three divisions. There's the uppers, the juniors, and the teams. And they all compete within their division all the way up until the final. So whoever wins their division, the winner of the uppers, the winners of the juniors, and the winners of the teams, will then all come together and then compete against each other in the finals. So in the qualifiers, they qualify. In the duels, they will battle it out, you know, head-to-head within their division. And then eventually, there's the cut, which is a very, you know, aggressive cut, which is why it's called the cut, because we lose, you know, over half of the acts.
Right.
And then it gets narrowed down to, you know, the finalists and the winners of each division, and the winners of each division will then compete against each other for the $1 million.
And there's 10 episodes on NBC at 10 o'clock on Tuesdays, correct? And they're not all on one night. I mean, they're over 10 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It's so fantastic, you know, being a part of other dance shows and you know, being in a dance scene for so long and competing all around the world. You know, World of Dance really captures the energy, the vibrancy of a of a dance competition
that
is out there, and it's just elevated it so much, and it's just wonderful to see, and I'm so happy that it's been received so well. I'm so proud of the show. It's fantastic.
Well, you know, I noted that you actually started dancing at age 11, but this was the part that really got me. A year later, which would have made you 12, according to my calculations here, you went to London and you studied at the Italia Conte Performing Arts School, where you studied theater, music, and dance at a young age, 12 years old. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I had the wonderful opportunity to you know, go to school in London and to train. And like I said before, I competed around the world at a young age and traveling just everywhere. And then going to this theater art school was you know, just... It was amazing. It taught me work ethic and hard work, and of course, you know, it cultivated my passion for you know, performing and for the arts.
You know, Derek, I look down at all the things you have done, and it's remarkable. Make Your Move, which was a feature film debut, then a reoccurring role on Nashville on ABC, the production of Footloose, loved the NBC's Hairspray Live, you did a sensational job, and as a young man, you already have a memoir, Taking the Lead, Lessons from a Life in Motion, which usually a memoir is left for middle age and me, but you did this relatively young.
Well, you know, I was fortunate to experience a lot, you know, at a young age, traveling around and competing, and I wouldn't say that it's an entire, you know, life's work in the book, but I will say that there's a lot of lessons that I learned along the way that I, you know, could relate to through dance and through just life experiences, and a huge joy writing that book. And again, the response from it was has been so positive and wonderful. And for me, as long as I'm sharing and I'm giving in some way, I think, you know, being a performer, that's what I feel like I do. You know, whether I'm on stage performing and sharing my abilities or my dancing, or, you know, sharing my stories through the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely feel where I should be when I'm sharing.
Now, tell us about this production on Broadway, reprising the role of Gene Kelly and, of course, the legendary Singing in the Rain.
That project has unfortunately been put on the shelf. You know, unfortunately, the ducks didn't align quite right. But for me, Broadway definitely is, you know, in the future. It's something that I'm passionate about and I want to do, and when the right project comes around, Broadway is definitely on the list of things to accomplish.
Broadway is one thing, and I'm sure you're going to be there shortly because of your talent, but doing that production hopefully will materialize sometime down the road, because you would be superb in it.
I was just actually with Patricia Kelly, Gene Kelly's wife,
wow,
a couple days ago, actually, and we were just discussing, you know, just telling, she was sharing so many stories about him, and you know, he's definitely one of my idols.
Yeah.
You know, it would be an absolute honor.
Wow, that was pretty cool being with her. Three judges, by the way, other than yourself. The judges are Jennifer Lopez, Neo, and the host and mentor, Jenna Tandem. Of course, our guest, Derek Huff, on World of Dance, Tuesday nights at NBC. You're a young guy with a lot of energy and sensational talent. I don't know how you do all these things. I mean, you've been on tour. You've been doing all of these other activities. I give you an enormous amount of credit. If somebody wanted to partake, let's say, I'm probably too late now, but next time, how do they qualify for this?
You know what? They just got to reach out. I think they got to reach out. You know, there's websites. There's you know, there's people. We definitely have a production team that will seek and find.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, I think from watching this first season, I think people who are inspired or who feel like they want to compete on the next season, I think they'll be able to be found. You know, because we want them. We want them to come try out. We want them to compete. We want them to come, and because we want the best.
So. Well, when you build it, they will come, and in this case, they will come in droves with a grand prize of $1 million, World of Dance, and our guest has been Derek Huff, who is a sensational dancer, actor. He's the full package, Tuesdays at 10 o'clock on NBC. Derek, you're a great guest. Would you come back again? We've had your sister on the show in the past, but we want you to come back again.
Well, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we're going to be watching. Maybe next time you can, you know, show me a couple of dance moves, okay?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Derek. What a nice man he is, and a talented one, too. Derek Huff, World of Dance, Tuesdays on NBC at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Boy, you talk about a magnificent talent and a successful actress. That is our next guest. She's been on Roseanne, The Big Bang Theory, Getting On, JFK in the movies, Leaving Las Vegas, Uncle Buck, Fun with Dick and Jane. Joining us right now is the lovely and talented Laurie Metcalf. Hi, Laurie. How are you?
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Well, you are one busy actress. When they talk about the working actress and they look in the dictionary, your picture's there.
Yeah, huh? You know what? I have to say, I've had a jam-packed couple of 2 years. I will say that. And I've been really fortunate that the projects have all been different. You know, I got to go from stage.
You know, you and I have a major, major thing in common. You know that?
What?
I, too, was born on June 16th.
Oh, nice.
Only I was born just a couple of years before you, but not much.
Not much, okay?
But so you're a crazy Gemini.
I'm a crazy Gemini. Do people come up to you and say you have a split personality? Because my late father used to always tell me, how come when I see you on television or hear you on the radio, you're a different person than what I see and hear in the home? Do you have that same story?
I don't think it has struck them, but I feel it myself. I feel I'm very split.
Yeah, me too. I like to be around people, yet I like to be alone.
Yes, definitely.
I think I'm in love with you. I finally found somebody that understands me, you know? Goodness, great. Where have you
and
been?
And we can turn on a dime.
Oh, yeah, oh, no doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you are...
And they're falling completely out of love. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But the only thing we probably don't have in common, you are a shy child. I wasn't. I always wanted to be the center of attention, hence the reason why I'm in this business. But you were shy as a child, were you not?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
This is going to be our first... I found that I was able to, in some convoluted way, part of my mind, hide behind the characters that I was playing.
Sure.
You know, so even though it was me doing outrageous things on a stage, it wasn't really me. And
yeah.
So nobody really knew me. I find it harder to do when there's a camera involved. I get more inhibited and intimidated by the camera. So I like being on a stage better, but I just feel freer.
Really?
But, yeah, and it's, I think it helped pull me out of my shyness, also being able to play different characters and experience, you know, a story through somebody else.
Lori, that is very interesting because normally someone is afraid to be on stage because they're in front of the people. When they're in front of the camera, they all they see is the camera. I mean, when I perform concerts, because I'm a singer and I have a 15-piece orchestra that backs me, when I go on stage, I'm... you know, a little concerned because they could throw tomatoes and different stones and different things. But,
oh, you want a barrier? Yeah.
Yeah, but when I have a camera or a microphone in front of me, I'm very relaxed. So that's unusual. This is going to be our first disagreement. You know that, don't you?
Yes. This. Right. And you get to do something that I've always wanted to do and I can't do.
What's that?
Sing in front of a orchestra or a band.
There's nothing like
I can't sing, and so I've always wanted to feel what that rush felt like.
Well, first of all, I can't sing either, but it's just something.
Oh.
No. But you know what? You're right. It is a rush. There's no question about it. I can't wait to get up there. I understand that you're going to be part of Toy Story 4?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know how. I haven't seen a script, and I don't know... I frankly don't know how my character would be involved as Andy's mom because, you know, Andy gave his toys away.
Yeah, that always happens.
And somehow we might be back at his house again. I don't know.
Wow. Well, there's a cliffhanger for you, Lori.
Boy. Yeah.
Do you ever have any downtime? I mean, a lot of times when people see an actor or an actress on television or in the movies, they don't realize that this thing was done 400 years ago and they're probably sitting at
That's
home collecting
right.
unemployment.
Well, Lady Bird was done at least a year ago.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I do have some downtime between projects. I don't handle my downtime very well. I just like, there's nothing that I like more than being in a rehearsal room and attacking a script
right.
and taking it apart, and I feel creative and energized. And the downtime, I don't really know what to do with myself much. I do the mom thing and pack lunches and...
Oh, I can't picture Lori
that have meals ready at home.
Really? You're very domesticated then, right?
No, well, I... out of duty. Out of duty.
Duty.
No, I'm not good at it.
That's pretty funny. Duty. Well, we enjoy your work. You're a lovely lady, a terrific talent, and certainly very close to me, seeing that we both have the same birthday. And how do you celebrate?
Yep.
You used to like to have parties. I don't even want to do that anymore.
No, I don't have parties. What I did last year, I was doing a play on Broadway, and so just, you know, finished the play and walked back to my apartment in New York, or the corporate apartment they were putting me up at, and swung past a pizza joint on the way back and got a whole pizza.
Wow.
I gorged on.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what you got. You know, it's funny because when people make a fuss over my birthday, I feel embarrassed. When they don't make a fuss out of my birthday, I'm thinking to myself, why aren't they making a fuss over my birthday? You know, so it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a great guest and a terrific talent, as I mentioned earlier. Good luck with the motion picture. And let's speak again, especially when we get closer to Toy Story 4. But any excuse to come back,
definitely.
Lori, come on back, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you so much. Our special guest has been Lori Metcalf. I just wanted to drop in here for a moment. to say that I think everyone in America was saddened to learn of the death of funny man Tim Conway. You know, I had the pleasure of interviewing Tim on several occasions and found him to be the same person that we saw on TV or on the big screen. He told me how he was fired from two Cleveland TV stations when he first started in the business because he kept on breaking up the on-air talent from behind the cameras when they were broadcasting live in front of the camera. The same kind of humor that won him the hearts of millions when on the Carol Burnett Show he would make the cast break up with his off-the-cuff, unrehearsed pranks that even the strictest professional could not keep composure with. His image of the everyday guy made his appeal even greater. Tim was a true star, but his demeanor was not. He was one of the most approachable, nice guy in a business that is top-heavy with egos. If you go online or purchase any of those late-night offers to buy the best of Carol Burnett shows, you will once again live those moments that made Tim Conway's talent really shine. On The Burnett Show, he was also a comedy writer, and when he wrote a sketch that he was going to appear in, he would compose it straight. Then when the cast would run through it in a rehearsal, Tim would perform the script exactly how it was written. However, when they went on the air live, well, that's when his genius took over. He would then ad-lib his part and completely throw off and fracture his fellow cast members. And then the entertainment really began. The suppressed laughter made the sketch a million times funnier than originally written, and no one on the set complained. Why? Because they all knew that Tim Conway was a one-of-a-kind pro, and everyone knew that they were in the presence of a comedic icon. Tim died this past week at the age of 85. But you can rest assured that Tim Conway will keep the angels laughing for a very long time. I'm Ron Segi, and we'll be right back.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle? Or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sleep and maybe lose a few pounds, maybe more than a few pounds. Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour that we're going to be airing here in just a few moments. But first, I want to talk about our guests this past hour, and they include Kelly Martin, Anna Sigat Nicolazzi from the ID Channel, a show called True Conviction, from the world of dance, Derek Huff, and actress Laurie Metcalf. Next hour, we have S.J. Mendelson from a program that is quite unique on the Jewish Live Television Channel. It is called Bubbies Know Best. Then from the country group, Low Cash, Chris Lucas, Kimberly Paisley, a great actress, and by the way, the wife of Brad Paisley will be here, and from the YMCA, Lindsay Mondick. That's coming up next hour.